Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Caller from the 832, you're on live Black Channel.
Hey, how you doing, Jason? This is Daydrain again. I hope I can I call back today, man.
Line open. No, yesterday was for new callers, but everybody is coming for you now. So, and you're calling early, which is good because the earlier you call, the more time I can give you. Definitely, what's on your mind, Blan?
I can't remember the topic, but I thought the topic that you had was a really good topic, dude. It was about, I think it was something
in regards to Oscars and white supremacy is what we're talking about. How
the Oscars
latest awards been, it's just been another example of white supremacy at work is what we're talking about.
I would agree, man. I really never watched the Oscars or, you know, the Golden Globes or anything. I saw 12 Years a Slave. I kind of knew, you know, it should have got an award. I thought The Butler should have got an award also. But, I mean, at those events, it's kind of, in my mind, I've always kind of thought, well, you know, they can't have too many black people up there.
Should have gotten an award. Why do you think The Butler should have gotten an award?
Oh, I thought Forrest Whitaker did a great job. Acting wise, I thought Oprah did a great job. Terrence Howard, it was, you know, all in all a great movie, I thought. I like movies like that. I'm not into the Tyler Perry thing. I think those movies kind of reinforce black stereotypes. I hate to say that. I mean, because Tyler Perry is, you know, he's making a lot of money. He's good at what he does. You know, he has sort of a niche audience that wasn't being catered to. But I just somewhat think like 12 Years a Slave is really historical. I think if black people knew more about the history, you know, The Butler also, I think it's historical. If we knew more about our history and we knew where we came from, you know, we wouldn't act this way towards each other.
Okay, let's find out here. What part of our history are we benefiting from by watching The Butler? Help me out here.
It's kind of that baby steps. Let me think of the word I want to use.
If you're gonna say that something is a baby step, but that means that this is our first time, we have to take this in steps and whatnot. So we start off with small steps and move on to something greater. We've been seeing ourselves as butlers, maids, and whores now since the first role of celluloid. I think I had enough baby steps. When do we eat the Huggies off?
Yeah, I got you. I agree. I guess baby steps might have been the wrong wording. I guess it just kind of shows, it kind of illuminates where we kind of came from. The movie, like The Butler itself, it was like, who else was in the movie? I think Lenny Kravitz was in the movie. And it kind of shows, like, blacks kind of had more camaraderie back in those days because all we had essentially was us. So
yeah, but that's the point. That's the problem, though. Every movie shows us, every movie that white people acknowledge shows us like that. That's just an archetype of everyone, whether it's The Butler, 12 Years a Slave. We're always in a subservient position where we're downtrodden in trying to overcome something. And at the end of the movie, we never actually overcome anything. White people do not promote themselves and put out movies awarding themselves for problems that they get into and can never get out of. But for us, that's all we ever see. So here's the real thing. The real thing is, what was redeeming about that? And why is that the only thing we ever see? It's not like that was a one-time event. The problem is that's the only thing we ever see. Can we tell me what movie can contrast The Butler against?
Well, that's a great question, dude. I know you have. I know your mind works quicker than mine. So I know you have.
Well, no, it's called reading. It's called reading. Because Scotty Tripp's chat room just said that slavery is less than 1% of African history, and yet that's the only people know. That's the thing most black people know. So what you were saying, well, you said taking a look at what we've done and where we've been. Dude, the Butler is like 40 years ago. What we've been is 25,000 years of human history. 10,000 if you want to take the long view. So since when did we have 50,000 years of history and we only focus on the last 4 decades? So we just are going to disregard the previous 50,000 years altogether and we never mention. When we talk about where we've been, the last 40 years have been an insult to where we've been. That's one.
You think so?
The last 40 years have been an insult to where we've been. We are the people who created art, science, metallurgy, astronomy. We created everything that this world built itself upon. The last 40 years have been a flat tire on the side of the freeway. We built the freeway. The last 40 years have been us stranded on the side of the freeway. That's the problem.
Yeah, I would agree. I think some of it could be our own fault. I think some of it may be that, like, as far as entertainment, you know, I think a lot of black characters are sort of typecast for certain roles, and then I think a lot of actors, it may even be money, you know, money issues. They just take roles because, you know, that's what they're offered. I remember Dave Chappelle. I think he was on Oprah, and he was talking about how, I'm sure you're familiar with this too, on how they all black actors were made to wear dresses. And then it was a guy, I don't know who did the video, but somebody made the actual video. And then at the end, it showed a picture basically of all your big name black actors, black male actors that were made to wear dresses, you know, to appease Hollywood in some way. I guess it was Hollywood saw it was funny, you know, to see black males in dresses and sort of demean.
The thing is, they do that a lot. They do that a lot in Hollywood. The problem is we have so few black actors of prominence in Hollywood that basically they wind up going through this hazing no matter what. That was the point that I want to make, is we have so few. What I'm saying is that what you are seeing is that was not an awards show last night. That was a public lampooning. It always has been. And I want to let you know that it's not even subtle anymore.
Really?
It's not even subtle anymore. And there is a sinister thing about this now. It's not just insulting anymore. This is taking on a sinister overtone. Okay, you're only seeing us as butlers, maids, and whores even in the 21st century. Where are you going with this? You're demeaning and degrading us every chance you get. The next question I have is a Jewish Holocaust question. After you finish demonizing some decades, why are you demonizing us so much? What do you ultimately want to do with us? Because whatever reason that they're demonizing for, they're ultimately going to get around to doing what it is they need to do.
What do you think?
Any group of people around the world who live in a society that endlessly and ruthlessly demonizes all of it, kills some of you, rapes others of you, economically oppresses most of you, and hates all of you. You go take a look at a group of people around the world found themselves in that situation, and so what happened to them? In Iraq with the Shia. In Vietnam with the Khmer Rouge.
Good.
In Nazi Germany. We can go in Iraq with the Kurds. We can go down the line. places where they were openly demonized. Eventually, somebody said, you know what, I'm demonizing you. I'm preparing the society psychologically to move on to the next step, which is to eliminate these insects.
Man. See, and that's, and you, I saw one of your videos you made. And see, I like how you are about building black enterprise, about building, you know, that way we can, you know, we can control our own award shows, and there, we can control our, and made a good video about The Walking Dead, because I love The Walking Dead. I pretty much watched from episode one all the way through, all the way up until current. And you were saying how, you know, how cheaply that show was made, and how we essentially could have our own version of The Walking Dead, or we could have, black people could have, you know, if we work together, because I mean, because and truly there are enough people out there that say, hey, I would want to do it. I don't know. I think black males in general, I've seen this, you know, in my own life where they, you know, I guess nobody is, everybody wants to kind of control something. So if you got, you know, if you got too many chiefs and not enough Indians, you know, you got a lot of clashing heads, and you get a lot of, so again, if we were to come together, you know, if we were a people that came together, you know, we wouldn't have to worry about being you wouldn't have to worry about just the token black people that they invite to the Oscars. You know, you wouldn't have to worry.
Well, here's the thing, though. The problem is that they're not token. The problem is they're the standard for you and me, because there are plenty of black people who would gladly take their place and do exactly what you did at the beginning of this call and say, well, yeah, I wasn't keen on 12 Years Slave, but, man, the butler was awesome.
No, I thought both were good movies. I thought both were in the theater. And
all I'm going to say, brother, is if you really think both of those were great movies, you're missing a lot of points. Because here's the thing. Saying that 12 Years a Slave and Butler were good movies is the same as saying my wife had great sex last night with my neighbor.
Oh, man. I actually read the book.
What I'm saying is that it's a wonderful event, depending on how you're looking at it.
Gotcha.
I'll let you out.
I would say, I guess the last word is keep doing what you do. Did you have Melissa on with you today also?
Have you heard her on here?
I guess I have heard. My bad, dude. I know you.
Yeah, have a good evening. Some people are very, very giddy and very, very easily satisfied. Some people are not. Caller from the 562, you're on live, the Black Channel.
Hello, Black First. This is Johnny Yates from Cerritos, California.
Black First, brother, what's in your mind?
Well, black empowerment, as always, but seeing as how we're bringing up the issue of the Oscars tonight, and the last caller that we just had right now sounds a lot like most black people, you know? It's just, it's so easy to
get. I mean, did you notice here, and I don't want to beat up on him, but did you notice how he went from the, I mean, because we have a lot of simple fellows in black society, and I guess simple fellows need it too. Did you notice how he went from the Oscars to ask about Melissa? He goes from entertainment to females. Did you notice
that?
Yeah,
I noticed that.
Down and having an adult, intelligent conversation with black men, found that to be a little difficult for himself about that and say, wait a minute, is this really me? But he went from talking about how the Oscars were no big deal and he liked the butler to, and is Melissa there? And then you wonder why we're not running anything.
Yeah. There's no need to wonder. It's just we've just been conditioned just to have such a one-track mind and only go for simple, basic, juvenile, childish things. And stuff like what's going on in Hollywood, see, Hollywood isn't too far from me. The Oscars is most likely held in my area, all right? I don't really pay attention to award shows, but I'm sure it was here in Los Angeles. So being next to Hollywood and being right down the street from everything, especially with the profession I'm trying to go into, I pay attention to the entertainment industry. I paid attention to it all my life, and I notice trends that nobody else sees. And when I point stuff out to, like, say, my family or my friends, when they see stuff like this and they're like, oh, great, it's the first black whatever, you know, and I say, hey, you know, it's a backhanded insult. Oh, you're just being too negative. Come on, why can't you just be positive? It's just they don't see it, all right? It's just hidden. And they're just so used to all this programming over all this time.
That well, is it that they don't see it or they don't want to see it?
They don't want to see it. They don't want to be negative. They're
but, I mean,
scared.
Is it that they don't see it or that they don't want to see it? Because it's so easy, it's so easy to do that. And that's what I was saying before. You know, the folks on that stage for 12 Years a Slave, they're the stand-ins for the rest of us. They're the stand-ins for the rest of us because if they all got run off the road by a tour bus tomorrow, there would be a line down the street around the block and across the state of Negroes lined up to take the place. They would have them replaced within 2 hours at most. That's the real problem. When somebody can insult you to your face, the way the 12 Years a Slave and The Butler and Dream Girls, and when you get the idea, the way that all those movies have, and you can have black folks saying that was a good movie, that they are considering the movie outside of the obvious insult to you. That's a problem because other cultures don't consider movies outside the insult. You couldn't sit up here and make 12 Years a Greedy Banker and all of your Jewish friends laugh about it. They wouldn't be telling you the merits of 12 Years a Chink. Nobody would be sitting up here clapping in Chinatown telling you the merits of that. They wouldn't be doing that. But black people are so aloof, so oblivious, and so unconcerned that people can sit there, stand in our faces, insult us, and we sit there just laughing, cheesing, and then wonder why the insults get progressively worse until finally Michael Dunn and George Zimmerman show up. And I don't care if anybody doesn't like that. There is a straight line from allowing yourself to be insulted to George Zimmerman. It's a straight line.
Yeah, it's a straight line. It's just we got to stop trying to look at the bright side of it, all right? We just have to acknowledge that it is what it is, all right? Stop trying to look on the brighter side of things. Stop trying to count blessings when we're the least blessed people on the planet. It's just a matter of wanting better. But, nah, we got to deal with a people who are just so easily satisfied and just don't want better. What can you do?
Well,
really?
We've entered an era of history where the people who are happy being stupid are going to be extinct, and that's just going to be it. I'll let you have the last word, brother.
Black first. Black first. We're going to make this work somehow.
Black first,
with,
brother.
Without.
Thank you very much for joining us here tonight.
All right.
That's what we're going to do. Thank you very much for joining us here. Telephone lines are open. The phone lines are jammed once again. We are accustomed to that here on the Black Channel. We're going to make every effort to get to all of our callers on the line. Caller from the 732, you're on live with the blackchannel.net radio, and we are discussing, well, what's on your mind.
How you doing, sir? This is Chris from... I'm calling you from Collinsville, Illinois, but my phone number is registered to
Hello,
New Jersey.
Chris.
How are you doing? I am in Collinsville right now, Illinois.
All right, sir, what's on your mind?
Yeah, man, you know, I mean, it's been a long time since I'm looking for people who think like me, and once I started listening to you, Tommy, and Tariq, you made me happy, give me hope seeing like black men who think like me. You know, this is my view on the Oscar. You know, I watch The Butler. I watch the 12 Years a Slave. And what I learned to understand is that white folks have a code of conduct that us black, we don't have. Let me explain this to you. When I watch The Butler, from the beginning, you see even the U.S. president. They didn't even care about how we felt. They didn't care about our struggle or nothing. And you can see that over as the movie comes along, like some of them are trying to make changes, some of them trying to do this, some trying to do that. But even when you got to read how they really felt on the inside, they didn't really care. When you go as far back as what, like FDR, these guys, FDR knew they were lynching people in the South, for instance. The reason why he never said anything about it is because he didn't want to what? Make his Southern voters feel some type of way. So when you really look at it, I mean, it's about time that black people learn to realize that
and I don't Hello? Want us to get stuck on the idea of movies. That's not what I'm trying to do. I don't want you stuck on the idea or the concept of movies.
Hello?
That's not my point. What I'm going to say is that I want it to be a situation where you understand that there's a straight line between the way that media sees you and the way the rest of the world sees you. It's a straight line. You know, I don't know. Can't we just see it as entertainment? Here's the problem.